Hey everyone, Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. It is the 3rd of February, 2023. And on today's show, we got an update about Oklahoma and Texas. And it sounds like they are still on track to join the SEC in 2025, a saga that continues to go back and forth with our expectations, with our thoughts, our emotions. We'll break it all down because there was some great reporting on this. Basically a bonus episode here because we have to get to this news.
You are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Once again, Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast, from a hotel room in Little Rock, Arkansas, here at the Doubletree. After a day of looking at apartments, I brought my mic because I knew something might happen, and we did get some news about Oklahoma and Texas. But first, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. If you're not already, find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And also, you guys can follow us on Twitter at LO Big 12. You guys can follow me at Josh Neighbors _ for more updates. So, yeah, I had a show this morning talking about the Pac-12's television deal where I touched on some stuff about Oklahoma and Texas and Gonzaga and whatnot. But we knew that the Big 12 athletic directors were meeting. And obviously, Oklahoma and Texas discussion about them leaving is on the table, about when they're leaving. We know they are leaving, but when they are leaving is on the table. And we talked on the show that we had yesterday, where Jake Hatch, Locked On Cougars, John Williams of Locked On Sooners, and I talked about the idea that maybe there is a chance Oklahoma and Texas would have to remain through 2025. Now, that's always been the track that they've been on. But it just felt like it was so logical, and this kind of conclusion that we're going to reach was that Oklahoma and Texas were going to leave a year early, right? It would match up with the Big 10 getting UCLA and USC, and so we thought this was a conclusion we were heading towards, was one more year of a new weird, you know, not zombie Big 12, but beefed up kind of new Big 12, new/old Big 12. Pete Thamel came in this morning, 9:56 a.m. Eastern time, said negotiations for Oklahoma and Texas to leave the Big 12 a year early and join the SEC in 2024 has stalled, and a deal is not expected to come to fruition, sources told ESPN on Friday morning. Before I continue, I want to note that Brett McMurphy did say, you know, according to his sources, a deal is not dead in the water yet. He said deal is not officially dead, he said, but the sources are not optimistic that it happens unless somebody blinks in December. All parties were hopeful, but between OU, Texas, Big 12, ESPN, and Fox, they get it done. They cannot. And before we keep going, I want to get to something else too. Somebody blinking is a big part of this. Like, why does Fox have to blink? Why would, think about it like this, folks. Fox is promised Oklahoma and Texas games through 2024. Right, the 2023 football season, the 2024 football season. Why would they give that up? Well, what if ESPN, what if, the SEC, what if they caved and said, we'll play some kind of SEC Big 12 challenge where you'll get some Oklahoma and Texas games with, you know, current members of the Big 12, right? And they're, you know, Oklahoma, Texas go to the SEC. Sure, there is that. You know, what if you just paid them out, right? I'm sure they don't want that. They want games to generate, advertising and whatnot. Or I'm sure there's a certain number that was big enough to make them say, yeah, we'll do it. But obviously that number is not there. The games moving forward are not there. If you are the Big 12, you should probably side with Fox because they're a big television partner. And I think there's also another reason I'll highlight down the line too, that I think this could be advantageous for them to do it. But there's really no reason for the Big 12 because – look, like either the Big 12 gets paid out the full shares, right, with Oklahoma and Texas and gets paid out the revenues, which it's still very, very high right now, or they take a big payout in the short term and obviously disperse it, and that kind of, you know, helps you along the way. So, like, either way, the Big 12 is getting paid. And also for Fox, like, if Fox says, hey, there's no point in us doing it, the Big 12 shouldn't have to, like, push for it. I know everybody involved is saying that they'd be happier if this thing were to just move on and we can all move on with our lives. Sure, great. But once again, if you're a fan of an Iowa State, if you're a fan of a K-State, TCU, Texas Tech, UCF, Houston, whoever in this league, or you're just a Big 12 person in general like me and care about the health of the conference, you should want Oklahoma and Texas in the league. You know why? Because you made more money. Or if they do leave, you should demand your cut, your share. So you know what? Your facilities get upgraded. You know, you can pay staffs more, right? You can have things for recruits to you know, more bells and whistles for recruits to, like, all of that stuff is what comes from this money. So, you know, unless there's fair compensation, I think there's no way you should let these guys out early of their grant of rights. And also, like, I don't think that anybody's going to spend too much time issuing a court challenge with this. They signed a grant of rights. They have to keep going. They'll spend more money in court having to fight this thing. And so unless, you know, the Big 12 or, you know, Fox blink, there's really no reason to do it. Basically, it sounds like Texas, OU, and the SEC and ESPN are going to have to make a sort of godfather offer to make them say, wow, I guess we have to let you have it and let you have these schools. But then it wouldn't financially make sense. The other side, while we know they're going to make a ton of money down the long stretch, long run, that could be the best way for the Big 12 and, you know, and Fox to leverage this. But I think that, you know, there could be a big short-term loss for Texas and OU and the SEC and ESPN. They might not want this. And I'll continue on reading here from Pete Thamel. After weeks of negotiations, Texas and OU are still slated to join the SEC in 2025. Sources said the parties couldn't come to terms amid a complex negotiation involving two schools, two networks, ESPN and Fox, and the Big 12. Sources said the sides couldn't agree on how to create equitable value for what Fox would lose in 2024. The equivalent of seven football games featuring Oklahoma and Texas that command premium advertising. The negotiations heated up over the past few days, with the Big 12 meetings late this week doubling as an unofficial deadline to get a deal done. The timeline is in play. The 2024 season leaves some ambiguity and small potential for a Hail Mary revival, but the strong expectation remains that Oklahoma and Texas will play the 14-team Big 12 in 2023 and in 2024. Quote, there's no formal timeline or brink from which you can't come back, end quote, an industry source says. But this is where things are right now. A deal is unlikely. Let's stop there for a second. Yeah, so I have my skepticism about deadlines has grown mightily in college football and in college sports in general, just when there's so much money at stake. And I think the 2020 COVID season really proved that. Now, is switching conferences a bigger undertaking than scheduling games on a week's notice? Sure. But we saw all these scheduling jiu-jitsu that was done from all of these conferences and leagues. We saw that BYU Coastal game get made, you know, in a week's time. We heard all the great stories about the BYU, you know, truck going across the country. Like, these leagues can make stuff happen. We've heard about the expansion for the NCAA tournament could be happening just like that. We've heard about, obviously, expansion for the CFP happening rather quickly, and it would have happened even quicker if it were not blocked by the Alliance, which, you know, they ended up consenting to this anyway down the line. They're going to say they got what they wanted in the end, but really they didn't. They were just doing it to be kind of annoying. They were frustrated about OU and Texas, the SEC, and trying to protect themselves. But ironically, in the Alliance, a couple of those schools got poached. USC and UCLA from the Pac-12 went to the Big Ten, right? So how much that Alliance really help you? So you have to figure that because these negotiations are oftentimes fickle, but also they can happen pretty quickly. And so that's why I kind of not resent the idea, but I'm not really sure I fully agree with the idea of a Hail Mary having to happen, right? These things can get done faster, and there is impetus to get them done. We know Texas, we know Oklahoma, we know the SEC, we know ESPN all want that to happen. I do think it's interesting, though, when we talk about where the Big 12 fits in all of this. The two networks, ESPN and Fox, and also the Big 12 having to sit down with two schools, the Big 12 is kind of in a quandary here because ESPN and Fox are your television partners. So ESPN is pulling them one way, hey, help us get these schools out early. Fox is pulling the other way, saying we have to get full value. If you're the Big 12, really, you know, you just, your recommendation to Fox is like, as long as we get paid out, what we get, you know, what we should be getting, we're completely fine with this. You know, we'll kind of go with whatever you want. Now, also ESPN might be pulling the other way and saying, hey, we want Oklahoma and Texas sooner. But I mentioned this yesterday. I'll mention it again. What about what happened last year? You know, 2 years ago, Bob Bowlesby did blame the ESPN in some ways for saying, you guys came after our schools. You guys were involved, threatened to sue them, whatnot. And so now it's actually happening where, you know, 2 years away from them leaving, I think there is some kind of take that ESPN should allow happen. You know, the give there is Oklahoma or Big 12 giving up OU in Texas. maybe the take for the Big 12 is, look, like, you know, we're not going to upset Fox and we're not going to let you just do this on whatever timeline. You are eventually getting the two teams you wanted in the conference you want. It might not just be happening on the timeline that you want. And that's why Fox being involved, I think, is precipitating that, because the Big 12 is being pulled in probably separate directions on this. But I think that there is more impetus for them to side with Fox in this entire situation. And also, I want to bring up this other point. If you build up some more goodwill with Fox here, maybe, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but maybe there is a chance they apply the pro rata stipulations of the next television contract to adding a school. And what that means is right now, the ESPN has promised if the Big 12 adds an Arizona State, a Utah, a Colorado, a school of Power 5, or what we deem Power 5 quality, they will pay out their full share. Fox has not agreed to that, but maybe they will if the Big 12 continues to go their direction, to agree with them. So I think that's something that we have to look for here. More from Pete Thamel. Ever since Oklahoma and Texas agreed to join the SEC in the summer of 2021, there has been a drumbeat of conversation surrounding whether they would be able to leave the Big 12 early. The schools are contractually obligated to play through the 2024 football season, covering four full seasons since the decision to switch conferences. In the recent history of conference realignment, that is an unprecedented amount of time to play out as a departing member. I would also mention, though, because the Big 12 is a Power 5 conference, and also with that, they have a television partner like Fox. So most of the realignment we're seeing, guys, is not between smaller schools, right? It's happening kind of more in line also when these contracts are expiring. Oklahoma and Texas deciding to leave was not in line with the contract expiring. And so it took some time. And if a massive television giant like Fox is saying no go, no dice, what's stopping them? You know, no disrespect to the four new schools joining the Big 12, but leaving the AAC is not the same as leaving the Big 12 for the SEC. It's just completely different things. And so when you have a partner like Fox and you have the amount of money that is involved with a Fox Big 12 transaction, you have to factor that in. He also says it was always unlikely that they would leave before that final year of the deal, 2024, as the dynamics of scheduling, the cost of departure, and the way the television contracts were structured made any type of quicker move clunky. With ESPN holding the entire rights to the SEC starting in 2024, the possibility always loomed of brokering a deal a year early. It said Oklahoma and Texas are slated to play out the final seasons of their contracts to the Big 12. I think it's a good moment to pause too and realize the other day we were discussing, when the Big 12 football schedule was released, why Oklahoma and Texas did not do some creative release of their schedules on Twitter. They both just retweeted the original Big 12 schedule, which showed clearly that behind the scenes, and we knew this from some folks that we talked to, that we know for a fact that Chris Del Conte was not happy, and we really know that Joe Castiglione was not pleased about what's been going on behind the scenes. I don't think there was anything actually to do with the schedule itself. Maybe there was, but like, I don't think, if you look at the contents of the schedule, it was not anything that you could be super upset about. Maybe when they got the schedule, but there's nothing on that schedule you can be super upset about. My hunch is negotiations between the Big 12, OU and Texas, ESPN, SEC, they were not going well, and Fox as well, obviously. They were not going well, and that is what made the athletic directors upset. I'm not sure if just retweeting the schedule is the right way to handle this. I'm not really sure. You just kind of shortcut yourself. You know, when things like this happen, guys, the goal should be to get you fired up for the season. Or also, this is where you really let your social media teams cook and let them shine, which is a massive part of recruiting, right? I know Oklahoma has been very, very active discussing how good their social media departments are. You know, I think they're just undercutting themselves here. But to kind of get back to the point, I believe that clear showing of frustration, right? Go back and look at their Twitter feeds. They were tweeting about their players, Texas and Oklahoma, in the Senior Bowl. They retweeted the schedule and then went back to immediately talking about their players in the Senior Bowl. Just a weird way to handle it. It showed some clear frustration. This may be the reason why. So this, now to kind of look at a big picture, like once again, step back and look where we are. To me, it still feels like I'd be surprised if Oklahoma and Texas made it all the way to 2025, because I feel like there is a number that can be made. And it's just a matter of how important is it to ESPN to get these teams in early, because you're going to be making an obscene amount of money on your next television contract. That is for sure. So can you wait one more year? I mean, I think it's getting to the point where it almost makes sense to, but how valuable is that for the SEC? You know, especially once the 3:30 game on CBS shifts over, which I believe is next year is when that shifts over, I think, after this coming season. So 2024 is when we get it. I think 2023 is last year of SEC on CBS. Maybe they want Oklahoma and Texas in the full complement on ABC when it's that 3:30 game. I don't know, right? I'm not sure if that's where we are, that situation with, you know, right now. That would be what I assume is what they want. But because of that, you know, I think ESPN could make that push, but why not just wait an extra year if it costs you a ton of money? Sure, you'll make it up in the back end, but I think Fox and the Big 12 are pretty dead set at this point of making sure they get fair compensation. I mean, they might try to screw you in the way, which I don't blame them for doing so, but Fox is going to get their money's worth here. The folks that are at Fox definitely get their money's worth. And if that's the case, unless you'd agree to play some Oklahoma, Texas Tech, some Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and, you know, Texas, Texas Tech, Texas TCU, unless you agree to some of those games, man, you're just not getting them. And I'm wondering if that's a big holdup here is how many games they wanted, because we just saw in Pete Thamel's article, seven is a ton of games. That's a ton of money involving, you know, these big name schools. Remember last year, guys, when we had the big trade go down between ESPN and Fox to let Joe Buck out of his contract a year early, the trade-off was Purdue, Penn State, right? And Penn State's a massive brand. They're definitely up there. Texas and Oklahoma, I would argue, are bigger brands than Penn State. And, you know, and Joe Buck's like the best broadcaster we have right now. If Joe Buck is worth one of those games, like just think about this is 7 and 8 games of Oklahoma and Texas football that we're talking about, you know, think about how much money that is. So it's not a small amount, and that's not a small amount of games. Like it's half of an Oklahoma or a Texas season a worth of games, which is a ton of eyeballs. You know, Fox is saying, all right, we want, you know, probably 6-7 games. And maybe the holdup could be Texas and OU are looking at those non-conference schedules and saying like, oh my God, are we going to have to play a 9-game SEC schedule and then add in a 10th game against another Power 5 school? And not just that, you know, I don't think they're going to be asking for Oklahoma, Kansas. They'll be asking for Bedlam. They'll be asking for TCU, Texas, Baylor, Texas, you know, teams that are that in the last few years have beaten some of these really good schools. I mean, hell, a lot of teams beat OU last year, and 2 years ago, a lot of teams beat Texas. But, you know, they're not asking for bottom of the barrel matchups. They'd be asking for difficult games. They'd be asking for fun games to fans. But this isn't about making fans happy, right? This fight is not about making fans happy. This is about making television companies whole. And we're talking about that. I don't expect them to budge. And it makes this a very interesting situation. Once again, I said this the other day, the amount of my mind that, you know, I think we see them in 2025, it's obviously expanded. But maybe I'm naive here for thinking this. I still believe it's still hard to see them there all the way there. Just the amount of kicking and screaming that's happening. Now, look, you decided to make this decision. You hurt the conference, so you should have to pay the price and the way out. I'm totally on board with that. But it just feels like from all the momentum that we had, it's hard to believe it's just going to stop right here. And there's not some compromise in terms of cash and games delivered that'll be enough. And guys, it's not like we're not all making enough money here, right? So I think that eventually, you know, and that's more directed towards the folks at the SEC and ESPN. Like, with the amount of money that conference is going to bring in with those schools and on those networks, they're going to make it up in the back end. Like, yeah, your bottom line might get hurt a little bit, but come on. I mean, the amount of money these schools are going to bring in is going to be absolutely astronomical when you factor in college football playoff expansion, especially the number of teams that the SEC will be getting every single year. With the next round of television deals, we just saw the $1 billion mark per year eclipsed by the Big Ten, CBS, Fox and NBC altogether. And so when you think about that, you have to think that the SEC is headed for that territory as well, especially in a 16-team league. And also, when I think about that, I just want to congratulate Vanderbilt for cashing more checks, because, I mean, they sit there and suck at everything except for baseball and just keep to keep cashing massive checks that are only going to get bigger. So shout out to them for doing that. But yeah, this is kind of the way it is. You know, what is $30, $40 million to us? I mean, we're talking about this monopoly money. You know, I think it's, you know, to us, we as somebody who can't fathom that amount of cash, we're like, look, just take the hit. We see that your bottom line you guys make every single year. But those schools don't want to. They really don't want to. It's the same thing about adding, you know, new teams to league. Think about it, like the Big Ten could easily add Oregon and Washington, crush the Pac-12, and open up basically a full West Coast office in Seattle, you know, in Eugene with Nike out there, and then in Los Angeles with UCLA and USC. But members like Indiana, Purdue, Iowa, Illinois don't want that, because if those numbers don't add more financial value and take a hit for the bottom line, those schools say no. Why would we do that? Even if it's better for the conference long term, better for, you know, the whole view of the league, why would you hurt your immediate bottom line if you don't have to? I think that's the way that OU and Texas and the SEC are approaching this, is why would we hurt our dollar values now when we don't have to? And look, you guys can just make your money. We'll take you in a year later than we want to. But, you know, if they keep asking for too much, they keep asking for too much. I think that's the way that the SEC and ESPN and, you know, OU and Texas, I guess they have to see it. I think OU and Texas probably saying, help us, give us whatever we need. We want to get out of here. And the companies at some point have to draw a line, while Fox is like, what does it matter for us? We have no SEC games. OU and Texas are valuable properties. Either we take the games now until 2025, or you give us games down the road. Either or, because that's how it's going to be. And that seems to be the holdup, where the holdup is right now. But, you know, we're in February 3rd, 2023. You'd think that maybe during the summertime is when negotiations will heat back up again. But if we're at an impasse, there's an impasse. And besides games and cash, what else is there really to give over? That's kind of where I'm at with this, right? Besides games and cash, what else is there to give over? And if we're at an impasse, we're at an impasse. Maybe somebody budges. I'm actually curious to think, like, how many games it could be. Or, you know, are we one game away? Are we two games away? Or is it like, look, we want seven games, and the SEC says we'll give you three, and they're like, no, we want, you know, we want seven, stuff like that. So we have to get more information on that, and obviously we'll talk about it more as it goes on. But for right now, guys, it's funny. I guess we're back to square one, right? Because the news was, until 2025 we'll be there, and we all said, no way. And then things heated up, and we said, here we go. Of course, there's no way. And then this week it started to say, well, there might be a way. And then now now it's back to, they can't come to terms. And we're back on track for a post-2024 football season, post-2024-2025 men's basketball season, a post-2025 spring sports season. I guess you could say a June, and maybe even if you talk about the College World Series and Women's College World Series in June and July, the official transition happening then for them, right? Because obviously in 2025, we're talking about 2025 softball, that spring season, and baseball, those are still going to be Big 12 teams, Oklahoma and Texas will. So we're back to square one. Once again, I don't think we're done. This conversation is far from over. There's plenty of time to get a deal done. You know how these things go. But, you know, I'm kind of final thing here. I'm not sure if I would say the Big 12, like, is the Big 12 a winner here? I don't know, because you have one television partner who's upset, one who's like, we're going to get our money anyway. Just sit tight, guys. This is how it's going to go on. So I don't know if this is a win for the Big 12. I think the good news is, like, it seems like the conference is going to get some kind of fair compensation, right? I feel like that's going to get some kind of fair compensation. And this also helps us a little bit in the eyes of Fox to, you know, make good with a television partner. That's good. Also, I don't really even know if the Big 12 has much of a choice here. This just seems to be a very much a Fox deal, and the Big 12, just don't try to rub anybody the wrong way, because you'd love to still be on cable with Fox, Fox Sports 1, big, you know, obviously Big Fox we mentioned before. And then for ESPN, you want to still be on Mickey Mouse, Disney, ABC, ESPN, ESPN Plus, although I know you guys hate it out there. All right, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at LO Big 12. You guys can find me at Josh Neighbors_. Till next time, as always, my friends, stay safe.